Wishes and Tears by Dee Williams. This is a completely fictitious story. I would like to thank Pat Holland of the Blue Anchor Library in Southwark Park for putting me in touch with Stephen Humphrey, whom I also wish to thank for his help and the information he kindly gave me, and John Lauder for help with my research. I would like to dedicate this book to the many women who have come through breast cancer. This gives so many others hope. I would also like to remember the 40 women who died yesterday, the 40 women who will die today, and the 40 women who will die tomorrow from breast cancer. This is to remember a good friend, Ruby Jagger, and her daughter Jean Bentley, and the many others over the years, especially my dear daughter Julie. Every day we love and miss you. Part 1, 1953. Chapter 1. Janet fell to her knees, and, bending her head slightly, squeezed her brown eyes tightly shut. She sighed silently as her father, the Reverend Peter Slater's loud, commanding voice, echoed round the village church. What was she going to do? She was only 16. Her father was telling his congregation about good and evil, but it was going over her head. She prayed, but knew that in his eyes she had sinned. The usual sound of shuffling when the congregation stood to sing brought her back. It was her favourite hymn, but the last thing she felt at the moment was bright and beautiful. She could feel her mother's presence beside her, smell the sweet scent of her lavender water. She always wore lavender water on a Sunday, but today the heady smell induced a wave of nausea in Janet. She knew her mother was smiling. Irene Slater was always smiling. She was a pillar of strength in this village.